This is Unicorn Bait, a DCU fanfic featuring the Teen Titans. Written by Basingstoke and Z, who has orphaned all of their works. And read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated R and contains the pairing Tim Drake Connell, with additional tags for Getting Together, First Time, Friends to Lovers, Con fidgets like a 2-year-old sometimes. Non-combat uses of TTK. Loss of virginity. Author's notes. Thanks to Livia for the title, and to Vagabond Sal for listening to me whine. Guest lectures from the JLA had totally seemed like a good idea, until it was Batman's turn. Con spent the lecture being alternately bored, confused, and too intimidated to be bored. He distracted himself by trying to catch Tim's eye, but Tim was pulling that whole best Robin ever act and refused to look back. Which just annoyed Con on top of everything else. And, well, he could still use Tim as a distraction. And if Tim called him on it, he could always say it was training. Which, you know, it totally was. So he leans back in his chair and pastes on his best, "No, I am totally paying attention," face, and reaches out with his TTK. At first, he just tugs on Tim's cape where Batman won't see, and that gets no reaction. So he uses it to tickle Tim under his arms, where he knows the little freak is ticklish, and still, nothing. If anything, Tim looks more earnestly interested in what Batman is saying. Which, for some reason, really annoys Con, and he ups the ante. He starts fiddling with Tim's armored Robin panties and feels Tim's muscles twitch. He bites back a grin and sees if he can slide his TTK in underneath Tim's tights. Not something he's ever tried before. But it works, and he's getting ready to give Tim a wedgie that will make him cry when Batman turns around and glares at him. It startles Con so badly that his TTK jerks, and he hears a clattering noise, and when he looks over at Tim, Tim's desk has clattered to the ground, and Tim is sprawled on the ground in a very undignified-looking way. His glare is even more wrathful than Batman's, but Con still has to bite down hard on his tongue to keep from laughing. After the lecture, Con floats over to Tim and pokes him in the arm.
"Dude, the look on your face was priceless."
Tim gives him an "I have kryptonite stashed in my belt" look and doesn't reply. Con pokes him again.
"Sorry for accidentally dumping you, dude, but you have to admit, my control before that was pretty impressive. I had no idea I could use this stuff to get under people's clothes."
This look is more of a, "you clearly inherited none of Luther's brain cells" look, and then Tim turns and stalks away.
"Oh, I see how it is,
Khan yells after him.
The cold shoulder? Well, two can play at that game, buddy. And Khan can totally not talk to Tim for as long as Tim wants. Really. Okay, so no, he totally can't. 3 hours later, and he's bored stiff, especially since Bart is off reading libraries in Moscow, and Cassie is in deep conversation with Raven about something. It could be war gods, or it could be fashion, and Khan is kind of weirded out either way. He hovers in Tim's doorway. Tim is doing something, probably freaky and bat-related, on his computer, and Khan reaches out with the TTK to ruffle his cape. Tim ignores him. Khan tickles the soles of his feet. If anything, Tim just makes his expression even more blank. Khan gets frustrated and tips the chair until it's teetering on two legs, but Tim just grips the edge of the desk and retains his balance. Khan sighs and lets the chair go back to normal. You can't ignore me forever, dude. Tim coughs and types more. Khan crosses his arms and scowls. Fine. Fine! Some best friend you are. He flies away, slamming Tim's door behind him. A week passes, and nothing. Tim is online, but he doesn't answer Khan's IMs. And he doesn't pick up when Khan calls, either. Khan barely manages to keep himself from flying out to Gotham and kidnapping Tim in the middle of patrol, if only because he knows that that would just piss Tim off more. He expects it to be over by Friday, but when he shows up at the tower, Tim still isn't speaking to him. Khan tries not to sulk. Finally, in the middle of Sunday, Tim visits his room. Khan is so bored that he's actually doing his homework and is concentrating on algebra hard enough that he doesn't notice Tim's there until he puts a gloved hand on Khan's shoulder. Khan jumps and levitates, then forces himself back down on the bed. Tim ignores Khan's jumpiness and sits beside him on the bed. Khan, you are distracting me. Badly. Is there something you wish to discuss? In a better world, Khan would be able to stop himself from flinging his arms around Tim's shoulders. You're talking to me! Yay!
Tim makes a tiny choked noise that might be a laugh, and Khan lets go hastily.
That was a manly yay, just so we're clear.
Tim doesn't skip a beat. Why my underwear? Khan blinks and shrugs and scratches at his neck. Khan, we need to discuss this in an adult manner. That makes Khan cringe. Christ, why? He knows Tim is raising his eyebrow in a freaky, baddish way. Because it's an adult situation. Khan snorts.
I was playing with your underwear, dude. Your Red Robin panties. What's adult and mature about that?
Tim doesn't say anything. And when Khan looks up, he's actually blushing. And not meeting Khan's eyes, and holding himself oddly, rigidly. Khan blinks at him.
Oh, nobody's ever gotten inside your pants before, have they?
Tim gives him a sharp look. I have a job. Two jobs. I don't have time for... Tim's lips taste good, and at first it's kind of awkward, because he's not opening his mouth at all. But then Khan grabs a fistful of hair and moves Tim with the TTK until he's closer. And when Tim gasps, Khan shoves his tongue in his mouth. And then the kiss is perfect, because it's Robin and Tim, and his mouth is hot, and he's making breathy noises into Khan's mouth. Khan pulls back and eyes him. Wow, I didn't really mean to do that, he says, babbling. And Tim is staring at him with a weird expression on his still very red face. And then Khan looks down, and Tim's shorts are sticky, and Tim is blushing even harder and shaking a little. Yes, Tim says. And then he's kissing Khan and pulling Khan down on top of him on the bed. And then his legs are sort of hooked around Tim's hips, and when Khan presses down, there's friction, and it's wonderful. Except that Khan doesn't really know how to do anything else, pretty much. He's done this with chicks plenty, thank you very much, but Tim is actually the first dude, and it's different. For instance, if Tim were a girl, he'd probably be comping a feel right now. But Tim doesn't have breasts, and anyway, his Robin armor is in the way. So Khan sticks to kissing, because kissing is safe, and it still makes Tim make some really interesting noises. Khan had meant to just keep kissing, but sometimes his mouth gets ahead of himself. I was messing with you because I like you, he blurts out. And that would be Tim's I'm trying really hard not to laugh at you, and possibly failing, look. I had picked up on that. I think we're having sex. I mean, we're having sex, Khan says. Do you want to be boyfriends? Wait. Oh, God. Tim is going to kick him out any second because Tim is cool, and that was the least cool come on ever. I mean, Khan says. He tries to remember how girls had gotten him into bed. Mostly, they'd admired the crest and then pinched his butt. Khan pinches Tim's butt. His fingers slide off the armor. Yes, Tim says. Khan kisses him again before either of them can say anything stupid. Stupid-er. Stupid-est. And kissing is nice. Great. But it's still just kissing. Because Khan has a possibly irrational fear that the Robin tunic will, like, taser him if he tries to get it off. But he really wants Tim naked. Almost enough to risk tasering himself. Can you take your uniform off? He mumbles the request against Tim's mouth. Half hoping Tim doesn't hear. Because Khan has no idea what he's doing. Sure. Khan moves to give Tim room to press a button on the side of his tunic and peel it off. And then Tim's taking off the green t-shirt and the belt and the tights and... Wow. Yep. That's his naked teammate right there. It's not like he hasn't seen Tim naked in the showers and stuff, but... He kisses Tim again, and wriggles against him. His hard-on is getting kind of painful, so he undoes his fly and shimmies out of his jeans, pushing his briefs down as well. And when he moves against Tim, this time their dicks are touching, and it's... Wait. Tim's hand is on his chest, and his face is all weirdly flushed, and Khan really doesn't want to wait. But Tim looks serious. So Khan represses a sigh and sits back on his heels, straddling Tim's legs. Dude, what? Tim's breathing is kind of shuddery and weird. and he isn't meeting Khan's eyes. It's just... this is... kind of sudden.
Oh. It doesn't feel sudden to Khan.
But Tim has always been kind of a freak. He drums his fingers on Tim's thigh and tries to look supportive and non-judgmental.
Do you want to stop?
What? No, I... Tim sighs and rubs at his face with both hands. And it occurs to Khan how weird it is for Tim to be naked everywhere except for the mask. He tries to grab it off Tim's face, but Tim swats his hands away.
I don't want to stop. I just...
His laugh sounds slightly hysterical.
I had thought we could take it slow, but I'm not sure that's possible for you.
I can try, Khan says helpfully.
Although I kind of think the whole popping your cherry thing is easier if you do it fast. At least that's what Knockout did the first time, and... Wow, you're like really gay, aren't you?
What? No, I mean, I... Tim shakes his head.
Khan, you've lost me. What does that have to do with anything?
You dated that girl Spoiler for, like, years. And I saw her when she was Robin, and dude, she's hot. And you dated her for forever and never got into her pants? So gay, dude.
Khan frowns. Or asexual. You're not, are you?
Tim rolls his eyes. No, and I'm not gay. Or, well, I like guys, but I liked Steph too. I just...
And he shrugs, and the helpless look is back.
It makes Khan want to lick at his mouth.
You didn't get hard for her?
Tim's hard now.
And Khan doesn't have the self-control to resist squeezing Tim's dick.
It's slippery from when he came the first time, and warm, and Khan had no idea he'd like touching another dude's equipment that much.
Tim squirms a little, and Khan grins.
That's not what I meant. We never got that far. She tried, but...
His breath hitches when Khan strokes him a little, rubbing his fingers over the head of his dick.
But what?
Khan doesn't know why he wants to hear Tim's answer. He's never liked talking during sex, but... It's Tim.
And Tim's hips are bucking under Khan, and he meets Khan's eyes, holding his gaze.
It wasn't like this. Not with her.
Khan swallows. And he has a feeling that something incredibly stupid is going to fall out of his mouth if he opens it. So he kisses Tim instead.
And Tim's mouth is open, and his tongue is exploring Khan's teeth and lips.
And this time, when Khan moves to take off Tim's mask, Tim lets him.
The skin around his eyes is pinkish and feels softer than the rest when Khan runs his thumb over it.
And when Khan pulls back enough to really look, Tim's eyes are... They're just right there. Blue and wide and almost too big for his face.
You have really long eyelashes, Khan says.
And there's another point in favor of the argument that he should just never open his mouth ever.
But Tim doesn't laugh at him. He just quirks an eyebrow and pulls Khan in for another kiss.
It makes Khan squeeze Tim's dick harder, which makes Tim groan into his mouth, which makes Khan have to stroke him some more. It's a whatchamacallit from his physics class, a feedback loop.
Khan finds it really bizarre that he can remember this stuff during sex, but not during his finals.
He can feel it when Tim is close to coming, and he pulls back because he wants to see it this time. wants to see Tim throw his head back and bare his teeth and... Fuck! He's coming in Khan's hand and it's the hottest thing in the entire universe. Fuck that. Khan is willing to bet that it's the hottest thing throughout all of Hyper Time too. And he's kind of humping Tim's leg, but he can't make himself stop. Khan, Tim says, and grabs his ass. Khan shoots all over his leg. He rolls over and collapses next to Tim. The sheets are a mess. Does the tower have laundry facilities? Maybe he should just throw them away and somehow duck Corey's questions about why he needs to buy new sheets. Or something. Tim is breathing hard, and when Khan turns to look at him, Tim's eyes are closed. So that was sex, Tim says, and Khan rolls again to spoon against his side. Yeah. Sort of. I mean, in theory, there's more penetration and stuff. Khan wishes he could just sew his mouth shut sometimes. But Tim's smiling. I wouldn't mind doing it again, he says in a quiet voice. And from Tim, that's a ringing endorsement. So Khan grins and throws his arms around him. I can call you my boyfriend Wonder, he says, muffled against Tim's ear. It does kind of hurt when Tim punches his shoulder, but it's worth it. The end. All I wanna